Peter O'Neill from Fine Biometrics reporting live from the Mobile World Congress show in Barcelona, and I'm here with David Pollington from the GSMA. He is the head of application services and technology. Good morning, David.
Good morning there, Peter.
I wanted to start off today just talking a little bit about what some of the themes are for this year's show. Can you fill us in a little bit on that?
Yeah, sure. So this year there's a big push around the mobile industry and how the mobile industry can play its part in terms of addressing the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So that's a big theme for the show this year, about sustainability and about the future of how the mobile industry can support that. In terms of some of the subject matter within the show, 5G is something which there's a lot of talk about 5G and how that's going to be panning out over the next sort of 12 to 18 months. When you look around the show, there's a lot of automotives, a lot of discussions around autonomous driving, a lot of drones. And generally, you know, there's a lot of, you know, new technologies, you know, fun stuff that's happening.
And I know that you're involved in the Mobile Connect initiative. Can you give us just a brief update on what's happening there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So Mobile Connect, for those that haven't heard of it so far, is basically a worldwide initiative by the mobile operators to use the mobile network and the mobile device as a way to more easily and securely authenticate yourself as an individual, as a customer, to online services. So it's more robust, it's more secure, and it's certainly a lot more convenient using the mobile device that you have in your pocket. So Mobile Connect has grown now, I think, to 60 plus operators worldwide. We have something like 400 million active users now using the service. So it's growing day by day, and the capabilities of the service are starting to expand as well, beyond just some basic sort of authentication authorization services, to starting to bring in the ability for the user to be able to share information about themselves, again, to sort of improve convenience for online registrations or asserting their identity. Key thing with Mobile Connect, though, it's user-centric.
Boy, those are impressive growth numbers. That's taking off quite rapidly. And then finally, can you fill us in on what the biometric or identification activity is like at the show? I was wandering around yesterday and noticed a lot more pure biometric players here. What's your take on all that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, biometrics goes from strength to strength. Every year we see more activity in that field, you know, within the show. And this year, for the first time now, the delegates, the attendees to the event can actually register to use face recognition as a means of actually then entering the event and proving their identity. So facial recognition obviously is now becoming very big, but biometrics as a whole is just going from strength to strength.
Really great to see that. Actually, I used it this morning. It took me 2 seconds to get in. I bypassed the big lineup there, so it was just great. And David, thanks again for taking the time to speak with us today, and I look forward to having further discussions on our webinar in a couple of weeks to sort of recap what's been happening at Mobile World Congress with you.
You're very welcome, Peter. It's always a privilege.